And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us here today. Well, according to a Politico report last week, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley suggested that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer could make the Farm Bill a top priority to do between now and the summer, but warned such a move is not likely to happen. On Friday, Schumer appeared to tip his hand by making no mention of the Farm Bill in a Dear Colleague letter laying out the Senate's top priorities for the weeks and months ahead. In the letter, Schumer laid out a series of bills the Senate will try to advance in the coming months. According to Schumer, the upper chamber will take action on bipartisan bills that enhance our national security, advance online safety for kids and promote innovation, expand the child tax credit, work on a path forward on TikTok legislation, combat the fentanyl crisis, hold failed bank executives accountable, address rail safety, ensure internet affordability, safeguard cannabis banking, outcompete the Chinese government, lower the cost of prescription drugs like insulin while expanding access to health care, and more, quote unquote. Now, conspicuously absent was any mention of the Farm Bill. What's the holdup? Well, in short, the Farm Bill has repeatedly been pushed to the back burner as Congress has struggled to function smoothly. Government funding talks dragged on for six extra months. The House was derailed for weeks after it deposed its speaker, and Congress has given greater priority to other stalled legislation like foreign aid bills to help Ukraine repel Russia's invasion and replenish military aid for Israel. The Farm Bill, meanwhile, has not been considered at the committee level despite a marathon of hearings in both the House and Senate. Behind the delay is a drawn-out funding battle. The Farm Bill's budget is flat, meaning there is no additional money at the committee's disposal. Some lawmakers are hoping to roll about $15 billion worth of Inflation Reduction Act funding for Climate Smart Agriculture into the Farm Bill baseline. However, Republicans and Democrats have been largely at a stalemate as they try to resolve these Farm Bill funding challenges. The current extension to the 2018 Farm Bill will expire on September 30th. Well, this week, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council condemned the Biden administration's three finalized Endangered Species Act rulemakings that significantly expand federal overreach and roll back reforms that previously provided some relief to farmers and ranchers. NCBA President and Wyoming rancher Mark Isley says, quote, "The Biden administration's goal should be to improve the broken ESA process and to leverage partnerships with cattle producers and landowners to conserve healthy habitat. Instead, these rules drastically increase the regulatory burden on farmers and ranchers. Producers in the West are usually the most impacted by Endangered Species Act listings and habitat designations, but these rules now put every farmer and rancher in the country under the threat of a potential habitat designation, even if we are talking about private land and areas where a listed species has never lived before," end quote. Now, this slate of rulemakings also reinstates the blanket 4D rule, a one-size-fits-all approach that creates more restrictions and red tape for ranchers trying to continue normal agriculture operations and carry out voluntary conservation activities around threatened species. Well, in other news headlines, the American Farm Bureau Federation, in partnership with Farm Credit, is seeking entrepreneurs to apply online by June 15th for the 2025 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Now in its 11th year, this national business competition showcases U.S. startup companies developing innovative solutions to challenges faced by America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. The overall winner of the competition will receive $100,000 in startup funds. The runner-up will be awarded $25,000, and two additional business owners who advance to the Final Four round will receive $10,000. Farm Bureau is offering a total of $145,000 in startup funds throughout the course of the competition. After the application period closes, 10 semifinalist teams will be selected and announced on September 3rd. Next, the 10 semifinalist teams will pitch virtually to compete for a spot in the Final Four round of the contest. Applications must be received by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on June 15th. You can learn more at fb.org. Well, we see USDA says lower river flows could again be a casualty of drought in the upper Midwest and northern plains this summer and fall. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says NOAA's latest spring flood outlook is much drier than usual.
You're not expecting any significant spring flooding across the northern plains or the upper Midwest, a big departure from what we normally see in these outlooks.
Largely due, Rippey told USDA Radio, to longer-term changes in environmental conditions termed antecedent drought.
And then the relatively dry winter and snowless winter in some of the key watershed areas of the upper Mississippi Valley,
raising the risk of a third year of low river flows.
Given some of these antecedent conditions, drought in the upper Midwest and long-term drought looking further back, there is at least some risk that we could see low flows in some of our key watershed areas of the Mississippi and extending into the navigable waters of the middle and lower Mississippi Valley and the lower Ohio Valley.
Affecting Rippey says shipping of fertilizer north and grain and oilseed crops south, not a given yet, but Rippey says something to keep an eye on. After a week in which the national average held unchanged, gas prices resumed their climb, rising 6.5 cents compared to a week ago at $3.57 per gallon. The national average is up 17.1 cents from a month ago, but 0.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average diesel price increased 3.1 cents in the last week and stands at $4.02 a gallon, 15 cents lower than 1 year ago. And Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says, quote, with oil prices rising to nearly $87 per barrel last week, their highest since October, we are not only facing the seasonal factors that push prices up, refinery maintenance, the switch to summer gasoline and rising demand, but also escalating crude oil prices, end quote. As OPEC maintains strict output cuts, oil prices have continued to find support, climbing on geopolitical escalations in the Middle East and worry about Israel and Iran attacking each other amidst rising global demand. Well, grower and industry groups from across the country have joined together to support a new coalition, the Modern Ag Alliance. The coalition seeks to protect farmers' access to critical crop protection tools to ensure a robust and affordable food supply. Working alongside federal and state policymakers, more than 60 diverse agriculture organizations led by Bayer have aligned to voice their support for legislative solutions that ensure consistency in labeling and the continued domestic availability of innovations for farming. The Modern Ag Alliance is working with agricultural partners and policymakers nationwide to reinforce the importance of science-based regulation, specifically the need to ensure any pesticide registered with the EPA and sold under a label consistent with the EPA's own determinations is sufficient to satisfy requirements for health and safety warnings. Jess Christensen, head of crop science communications for Bayer, says, quote, farmers need these critical innovations now more than ever, and certainly to ensure the continued long-term availability of products like glyphosate, end quote. And with that, we are up against the clock here on this episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. If you have stories for the program, you can send them to me via email, Jesse Allen at AmericanAgNetwork.com. That's Jesse Allen at AmericanAgNetwork.com. Feel free to send your story ideas over. We'll take a look at those and see if they're a fit for American Ag Today. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the program. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.